education, entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Fight me!
Hey, it's time to bust a move and get your computer in working condition. But of course, as we always say on the show, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So when you hear somebody saying, oh, you should do this to your computer, if you're not having a problem, shine them on.
We need to have a big disclaimer at the beginning of the show that reminds people that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And just because we say something is a good download, it's a good download if you are in need of something like that.
Or a technique, a process. When it's something you should do on a regular basis, we'll let you know.
Absolutely.
Before we go back to the phone, should we talk to David? Or Doug, I mean, take David's email.
Okay. David wrote in and said, hey, what would be the best way to copy all the home VHS tapes to DVD? I want to do this because the VHS tapes are losing quality, and I'm worried that they will be lost for good.
Well, David, you got a whole bunch of options, actually. The do-it-yourself option would require that you have some fairly significant hardware, both in a large hard drive that's preferably a very fast hard drive, because something that happens during video transfer, if your hard drive can't keep up, you will lose what's called frames. And if you lose frames, that your nice smooth videotapes will go from that kind of look to the 60s NASA kind of jumpy, you know, not real great video.
If you're technically inclined at all, what you need to look for is something that will let you sustain a frame rate of at least 29 frames per second.
Wow, that's pretty techy. Of course, you'll need a DVD burner, which is not a very common device. We've talked about them in the past. They're about $300.
They're becoming more common, though, as time goes, and that price keeps coming down. So if it's something you really want to do, that's something else you need. And the third and final thing is something to be able to plug your VCR right into your computer with, like a video capture card. If you have like a ATI All-in Wonder or some of the newer video cards and things have the ability to plug in via S-Video or a standard, what they call composite input, you can plug your VCR right into your computer and then be able to hit play on your VCR, record on your computer, burn to a DVD, bada bing, bada boom.
But these are all fairly technical things. So, David, it's one of those things that the fact that you're asking how to do it, chances are it's going to be a long process for you to figure out. So, you know, if you have the hardware and you have the time, you can probably learn how to do this.
Yes.
Another option you have is there are lots of services out there where you can mail your tapes to them, and they will convert them professionally to DVD for you.
They'll be better than, even if you did all the things we said, the quality you're going to get with these services is going to be far better because they have better equipment, stuff that you can't afford, because they're doing this on a professional basis. They're probably maybe a production studio that on the side is also just trying to bring in some extra income. They've got better equipment, better know-how, better tools. Obviously, they're going to get the job done better for you, but you're going to pay them a service fee that's still going to be less, I'm sure, than going out and buying all that equipment on your own.
And yet another option is there are companies coming out now with hardware, and I'll try to find some specific examples in our follow-up newsletter. So if you're subscribed to our newsletter, you'll get a follow-up for this radio show, kind of synopsizing what we talked about today. There are companies that are coming out with standalone DVD burners that are like regular home audio components,
yes.
Video components. So you could plug your VCR directly into one of these devices, start it on the tape, tell the DVD to record. But I believe those things are somewhere north of $2,000.
Yeah, but again, those things, they're just hitting the market now. Give them a year, maybe a little bit more, and that price will be, I'm sure, a third of
and
what it is now.
If you're not in a huge hurry, this is a great topic for a future show, so we'll get together in the next couple of weeks. We'll try to put a show together talking solely about how to get your VHS stuff transferred over.
We can also talk about how to get your tapes transferred to CDs. We can talk about all kinds of analog to digital conversion of media that you might have, whether it be video, audio, or I don't know what else you'd have. You could scan documents and how to electronically file things. We could come up with a whole couple of shows on that kind of stuff.
That's too much for one show.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Shall we talk to another of the summer breeze makes him feel fine, guys, from North Phoenix. It's Louie.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, another day in paradise.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, since you asked, today is my 17-year wedding anniversary.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. My lovely wife and I have had 17 wonderful years. Actually,
and
20,
she is actually lovely. I've seen her before.
20 wonderful years, including
talked to her once or twice.
Yeah. Hey, cool.
Prenup.
You were picking on a poor lady that wrote an email.
Oh, you know, you're not the first listener
get him
to beat me up, so go ahead, Louie.
Well, she is obviously... from the look of it, I imagine she's English challenged, and it's all she could do to put her ideas on paper in English.
Not necessarily.
And so she could have had her friend say, hey, you know, read this over and see if I said things right, because it sounded like to me she probably is some type of Oriental native
speaker.
Well,
the first two sentences, I would agree with you by just looking at the first two sentences, but then the last sentence is perfectly constructed, well written, and makes perfect sense.
No, I think what it is,
so,
is email, people get into a hurry, and we see it all the time, and it's like, two of the sentences sound like they're from Upper Volta.
I mean, listen to the last sentence. I have installed three different versions of Mozilla, and the same thing happens all over again. There's nothing wrong in there at all. There's nothing structurally. It's punctuated properly. Everything is perfect. But everything before that is a train wreck.
Yeah.
And it's not like we're perfect. We've had a few comments from people, Fly Girl, telling us that that our newsletters aren't perfectly constructed either. So, we, you know, guilty as charged.
Hey, absolutely.
Well, I just thought I would bug you guys a bit. I've got a question about...
Don't you always bug us?
Yeah, isn't that your
weekly
modus operandi?
Today?
Your meaning of being? Your, what's the French word, the French term, the...
Raison d'être.
There we go. That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's it or not, but
it is.
Sounds good.
Yes, it's the reason of being or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Real Media, when I downloaded this fresh version from the Internet, and it says, unable to establish connection with the server. And
yes. Yes, that's their little spyware program trying to go and update and do a bunch of stuff.
And that's when
and
I
there
click
was silence.
On a website that streams media... for Media Player.
Have you tried more than one website just to make sure that the site you're clicking on, maybe for some reason their server is down or their streaming content's not functional?
No.
Yeah, I would start
Louis, I'm so disappointed in you.
Yeah, well, I am too.
Yeah.
I would encourage, when I got the new version, though, it asked if I want to manually install it or just take the normal settings. I would encourage people, especially with Media Player, to manually install.
Yes.
Because if you take the normal setting,
wow,
it dinks around with your sys tray.
You know what? Since you brought this up,
it,
those guys are abusive. They're taking advantage of the situation.
Yep.
And I actually try to shy away from
We're
their
talking about Real Player and
it
Real
puts
Media
a
stuff.
It puts hell on your desktop.
Yes.
It messes with your taskbar, your start menu.
You know, back in the day, as they say, they used to be the media player. And
streaming,
they abused that power by doing exactly what you're talking about, where they give you a bunch of extra add-ons that you not only didn't want, but slow your system down and cause some problems. And I'm like Ken. I do everything I can to, if there is another version in another format on a site, I'll get it. And unless it's really compelling stuff, I'll just move on if it's the only version, because I don't like their software that much.
Yeah, the Windows Media Player is, I mean, it's not perfect either, but it's certainly a lot less obtrusive and can do most of the... usually you have the option of going Real or Windows Media or whatever, so...
They are not keeping it Real.
If you're a Windows user, then the Windows Media version is generally the best choice. If you're a Mac person, the QuickTime version is generally a better choice.
I like how they abbreviate Windows Media Player, too.
Yeah?
They do the capital W, little I, big MP, so it's WIMP.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, just called you on a whim today.
All right. Thanks, Louis.
You take care, guys.
So it says here, summer breeze makes him feel fine. It must be the Seals and Crofts version. Croft, this is
something
what
like
his
that.
Name is. Yeah. It's the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, a.k.a. the High Priest of the Hard Drive.
The Chairman of the Motherboard.
What?
I don't know.
Chairman of the Chips.
You never know.
Yeah.
We're all that.
Godfather's
and more and less, and we also misspell and are grammatically incorrect often, but we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll...
give you more gooder computer advice.
Absolutely.
News Radio 620 KTAR and Fulton...